A confession. I've never had much sympathy for people who don't vote. If your name's on the rolls and it's just a matter of showing up or getting that ballot in the mail. But a few weeks ago, I went to Belarus to observe parliamentary elections. Belarus is Europe's last dictatorship, with the same president, Alexander Lukashenko, since 1994 and no opposition in parliament since 2000. It's been more than 20 years since an election was judged free and fair by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. There, if you said, "My vote won't make a difference," that means something. In fact, the fall elections required 50% turnout to be valid, so not voting could throw a wrench in the system. Election day in Minsk, I was at one precinct when a woman on the Electoral Commission resigned in protest. She accused the commission head of inflating the number of people who had voted during early voting. Widespread incidents of ballot box stuffing was reported by the OSCE. The counting process was often more ritual than rigor. Official results put turnout at 75%. Independent observers estimated far less, some closer to 25%. Yet when the votes were counted, out of 110 members of parliament, 2 members of the opposition were selected. A week later, Russia held parliamentary elections. Closed-circuit cameras caught commissioners stuffing ballot boxes. Those videos quickly popped up on YouTube. Me? I was at the Giants game, enjoying the sunshine while our boys in black and orange sleepwalked through a loss to the Cardinals. At the 7th-inning stretch, we sang God Bless America, a tune composed by Irving Berlin, born in the city Mohyliv, then part of the Russian Empire, now in Belarus. Berlin revised the lyrics for a radio broadcast by Kate Smith in November 1938, when fascism was ascendant in Europe. We know democracy can be frightfully messy and inefficient. It doesn't just happen on its own. On that note, the OSCE is sending its largest mission ever of observers to the United States this November, with particular concerns over voter registration and electronic voting. As for the Giants, their bats woke up, at least enough to duke it out with the Cubs for the pennant. With a perspective, I'm Stephen Salm.